In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News and KRCC. With vaccination numbers going up steadily, the state restrictions roll back today, so local leaders will now guide the response to the pandemic. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
With the state's COVID dial expiring, counties in the green level with the lowest coronavirus incidence will likely drop it altogether. Most Front Range and rural resort counties will maintain their own restrictions on gathering inside and their own mask mandates for at least another month. So that leaves a lot of responsibility in the hands of residents themselves to take precautions recommended by public health experts. Vaccinations keep growing, but cases of COVID-19 have stayed persistently high in Colorado. Hospitalizations are near 500. That's much lower than the fall surge, but higher than a few weeks ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado schools could apply for money to purchase high-efficiency air filtration systems. Doug Bissonnette is the superintendent of the Elizabeth School District and says his district has had mobile units all year and kept in-person learning going that entire time. And only one student has had COVID-19.
These portable air filtration systems have been one of the essential components for keeping our students and our staff safe.
One University of Colorado Boulder study shows that two units in a classroom reduces the exposure to airborne particles by a factor of five. This is CPR News at 9:06.